You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, local resident Sandy Lee. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Always good to see you, Sandy. We're going to talk about an upcoming event on Sunday, September 8th. Start making your plans now. It's the 4th annual Tuolumne County Missing Persons Awareness Day. This is going to be held at the Black Oak Casino Resort Heritage Park, which is the park that's in front of the casino resort. And Sandy, this is the 4th annual Tuolumne County Missing Persons Awareness Day. I know the passage of time never makes it easier for you to talk about, but can you share with us your own story?
So in October 2010, our grown son, Darvis Lee Jr., he was 36 years old. He mysteriously disappeared from this county. And a few months later, very minimal remains were found. We definitely believe that somebody took his life, but we continue to search for him because we do want to find him.
How important is it for you to make connections with other families of missing persons?
Well, I find sometimes it takes me a while to do certain things about this event, and I do find, like yesterday when I was typing up all the names, that I told my husband that it's just very emotional. It just keeps reminding me that our son is missing. But I have found that the encouragement and support that I can give these other parents of missing children, regardless of their age, has been very important to me. And I continue to try to help them, because to me, if they found their missing child, that would be well worth everything.
And when you do this, are you referring to missing persons regionally throughout Northern California, or are you specifically talking about Tuolumne County?
Just Tuolumne County. There is 27 missing adults since 1980, and many people are very shocked when they hear the number. And there has been 6 missing adults since our last event last September.
6 missing adults just within the last year?
Yes, that have been reported missing.
And have not been found?
Yes.
This event is open to the entire public, not just for families of missing persons.
Yes, we really do encourage other people who maybe have known these missing people, or just to support our community, that we would really love them to come out and show their support, because it really is important to know that, you know, you haven't forgotten our loved one. That, you know, they lived, they were here, wherever they are right now. And it's very important for the outside to come in just to be aware of these things that really have happened to adults.
And the public is encouraged to wear T-shirts of their missing loved ones and bring posters.
Yes, yes, we're doing that. And we are very honored to have our guest speaker, Sharon Rocha, which is Lacey Peterson's mom, come to be our guest speaker. And then we have other organizations that are coming also that will have some tables set up and give a few moments to speak also.
Sandy, what time does this take place on Sunday, September 8th?
At 1 o'clock.
And continues?
Till 4.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just to encourage people to attend, show their support, and come mingle with other family members, and invite people that you may know who have missing children to let them know, because as much as I try to reach out, many families aren't even aware of this event. And if people can help by sharing, like on Facebook, that would really help us a lot.
If a person would like to get a hold of you, is there a telephone number you would like to give out?
Yes, they can call me at 209-743-5223, or they can email at amothersquest@gmail.com.
The 4th annual Tuolumne County Missing Persons Awareness Day, Sunday, September 8th, 1 through 4 at Black Oak Casino Resort's Heritage Park. Sandy, always great to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you so much.